On Midwest Week, a split in the Illinois GOP in the race for governor. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Marnie Pike, senior writer for the Daily Herald newspaper based in Arlington Heights. In about a month, Illinois Republicans will choose their candidate for governor, and incumbent Bruce Rauner is being challenged by Jeannie Ives. So, Marnie, tell us about her. Who is she? Where is she from? And what did she do before being elected to the General Assembly?
Right. Well, Jeannie Ives is a lawmaker from Wheaton, which is a suburb in DuPage County, which has, you know, for a long time been known as sort of a Republican county. And she grew up on a farm in South Dakota. She went to West Point and served in the Army. She resigned in 1993, and then she, you know, to raise her family, lived in Wheaton. She has five kids. She was a cross-country coach. And then in 2012, and I should say before she ran for state politics, she was on local governments. Then she ran to run as a state rep in 2012, and she's been in the General Assembly since.
And when did she decide to challenge the incumbent governor from her own party? Because that's usually that's kind of a big step.
Yes. And she's remarked that it's unprecedented, and it's certainly shaken up the Republican Party. It was early December. She you know, filed her petitions, causing shockwaves.
And what sort of issues got her interested in doing this? I mean, dating back to last summer or even before?
Right. Well, she came and talked to our editorial board, I think a month or so ago, and said, you know, she was an original supporter of Rauner and his turnaround agenda. Now, Ives is a social conservative. She said what changed her mind was a couple of things. One was he had signed legislation allowing state health insurance and Medicaid funding for abortions, and she is against abortions. So that is something that she called a betrayal, and she's done gone around calling him Benedict Rauner, The other thing that got her going was it's the Trust Act, which, it's some people label it sanctuary cities. Basically, it lets, prevents local police from arresting people based on immigration status. And Ives said, that was the tipping point. And she's embarked on a very aggressive campaign against him.
Okay, so how is she campaigning leading up to the primary? Where is she going and who is she talking to?
She is working pretty hard on her campaign. She's obviously an underdog. She's been, she's trying to grow her base in the suburbs. She's been out, but not just in the Chicago area. She's been down to Quincy, Streeter. She's, did some radio on St. Louis radio. So that area, in Illinois, heard from her. She's, she got some, her war chest was pretty slim compared to the governor's, but she picked up $500,000 from Richard Uihlein, who's a conservative Republican, and he owns a shipping business called Uihlein. He's donated to Rauner before. He gave her that, and then he gave her another $2 million. So now she's, able to do ads, and she's, I think she's doing the coffees. She's also, seeking township and county Republican endorsements. That's been sort of a mixed bag.
Okay. Recently, she started running a TV ad that's gotten a lot of attention. And why is that?
She certainly got a lot of attention for that. And, your listeners may have seen it. Critics say that it, really attacks a lot of constituencies. It attacks people who are transgender. It attacks women. It attacks Chicagoans. Jeannie says that she's not attacking people. She's attacking issues. And, it shows it's got a couple of actors portraying different people, and it's sort of sarcastic. They're all saying, thank you, Governor Rauner, for this. There's a man in a red dress who says, thank you for letting me use the girls' bathroom. There's a woman in a pink hat, evoking women who marched in the Women's March, saying, thank you, Governor Rauner, for, you know, letting me have abortions. So obviously that's, created a firestorm. People like Illinois Republican chairman, Tim Snyder, criticized it, and Rauner called it shameful. But she's had supporters, you know, lawmakers from the area saying that, it's all fair in politics, and it's meant to stimulate conversation, and it's, you know, fair game against Rauner, and they're not attacking people. And, transgender people, for one group, have called the ad very offensive.
How has Governor Rauner been campaigning, and hasn't he changed how he refers to Jeannie Ives recently?
Well, he's talking about her now.
Mm-hmm.
He was focusing on J.B. Pritzker, who's some consider the front runner, who certainly got the most money in the Democratic primary, pulling out a lot of ads, tying him to Blagojevich. But Rauner recently cut an ad against Jeannie Ives, saying that she's tied to, Speaker Mike Madigan. So he's taking her. Well, he was in our editorial board a week or so ago, and he said he takes everybody seriously. But he went on the attack against that ad. And I will say it's interesting. I mean, I think Rauner is, he's out there working. I was at a meeting. It was a private meeting with DuPage County Republicans and the county chairman, and a bunch of mayors were all there with Rauner. And he was there, trying to get their support, and they gave it to him. And he was out this Monday on a bad weather night. We've had a lot of bad weather this week, trying to get the Cook County Central Committee to endorse him. And Cook County has the largest number of Republicans in a county in the state. And, he got their endorsement. So he's putting, usually the incumbent doesn't have to do this, but he's been going on air, and he's also been hitting the streets. So obviously he's worried.
And what do any experts you've talked to say about the race? Is Governor Rauner in any danger, or is he perhaps likely to be damaged by the challenge?
Well, it's interesting. I've talked to, I talked to the DuPage County Chairman, Dan Cronin, who said that, they feel the word people seem to use is electable. Like they say, Rauner is more electable in the general election than Jeannie Ives. And Cronin was telling his colleagues, we've got to stick together. But I think, and it depends who you ask for. I was talking to a Cook County Republican who's high up on the Central Committee. He thinks, once they endorse Rauner, that her, her campaign is over. But others say that, she's got some momentum with this money. I talked to a longtime political observer in DuPage who used to work. His name's Pat Durani. He used to work for Henry Hyde, the longtime conservative Republican lawmaker. And he said, the talk on the street is that Rauner will beat Jeannie Ives, and she'll pick up that hardcore base. And if she's going to beat the odds, she needs more money, and the base needs to work for her. And I'm sure, as you know, also a lot depends on the weather, right? I mean, if it's a snowstorm on the primary day, you might have a light turnout. It depends how enthused Republicans are, and that's a big question too. There's been an enthusiasm gap, some say, for the governor, given our budget crisis and ongoing gridlock.